The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
The final whistle has gone. In Brisbane, a 0-0 draw. Nigeria are through. Ireland, as we know, are coming home anyway. And a lot of pride here in Daly Mount Park, the home of Bose. People have come out in the rain to support the girls in green.
Yeah, now apparently almost a million people sat down to watch the All-Ireland football final yesterday.
Well, that's just here in Ireland.
BBC broadcast the game, and not just on BBC NI, but on BBC right across the United Kingdom. So
overall, they were good. Watching the
one of them, I know, was the Reverend Richard Coles.
And I think it was a really good score,
From his musical career and various appearances on television down throughout the years.
Are you proud of the girls?
A few years ago. Richard, you're very, very welcome.
I think it is fantastic
to the show.
Today. I mean, I know it's a draw, but...
did you just happen across Gaelic football, or were you already a fan?
They were really on form for the second half anyway. You know, Ireland had counted really well the first half. I mean, it's just such a pity they didn't get a score, but, you know, they're still really proud of them.
From instinct. And then realised he was meant to pick the ball up. And I just got a bit fascinated by
the first time ever, I mean.
And then I found it online.
And that's why I think it's really important for these two, because they get to see it. And we went to one of the friendlies beforehand, so they really enjoyed it. And I think they just really enjoyed the atmosphere and the build-up to it and everything.
And then I was just very excited to discover that
I'm proud,
Definitely.
I mean, the momentum is there. You've got the young kids looking. They know a lot of the players' first name and second name at this stage. And they're just,
And the neighbours.
Today was all about pride, and I think they proved themselves. You know, I really
knowledge of the game.
It's great to see a smile on everyone's face at the end of the game. And you know what? Like, it really proved to us like that. Like, actually, we were equal to all the other teams. You know, maybe we didn't have the right formations for the other two games, but actually, it felt like we had worked out a lot of things, and we got like a lot of experience with tournament football. It's brilliant.
Even though today from one player to another in the nicest possible way.
Today in the rain,
and then the other one was my partner. To watch an it on actor, a big screen. And he was just fascinated at the body in motion.
And you feel it was pride.
I don't really understand the rules that well.
You know, we're not fair weather fans. We were here for all the matches, and
so quickly, you know,
we're so proud and we're so excited, and it's a really exciting time for football. And it must be a great time to be coming up as a kid in Ireland's football. Like, it must be such a great time. You know, we were at the Tala match, and we saw the little girls going down to the pitch before the game was even over to try and get the autographs, and we were so delighted. Like, it feels like there's great energy.
I'm going to say as well,
we're big fans of all the personalities as well. We felt like we really got to know all the players, like, coming up to the games, you know. We're big fans of Rucha Little John's YouTube channel, Rucha. And we're subscribed to that. Anyone else, if they're into the crack, they'd be really into this channel.
Well, no greenhouse broken windows.
I think RT have been very unfair. I have to say, RT have been pushing this agenda that, like, you know, she should quit. They've been, you know, even like today I opened up the Independent and it was saying that, you know, the players weren't supporting Vera Powell. The players were just not commenting on it. Like, I feel like there's been a bit of a narrative been driven in the Irish media about this, and it may not be reflective of how the players actually feel. So, like, and I know Katie McCabe wants to play more forward, and maybe that's possible, but, you know, like, at the end of the day, they don't seem that unhappy, and I think, like, it's been terrible the way the report on Vera Powell really overshadowed a lot of, like, the good things that people had to say about the team. Like, a lot of, like, the chats we should have been having about the play were overshadowed by the media just being so obsessive about the report, you know, and, like, you know, it was damaging for the team morale, and so, like, I was just really happy today to just see, like, the team come out and play so well, and, like, you know, for everyone to have a smile on their face, to see the Nigerian fans with smiles on their face, to see both teams hugging each other at the end of the match. It was just brilliant, and only 7 minutes of extra time for injury time, because they all got up and played. It was brilliant, you know, like, I just, you know, the Canada match, the Canadians were down on the ground the whole time, whinging, so it was great to see this match, you know, a bit of excitement, a bit of getting back up and playing the game. My name is Sarah Grimes.
And I love
And I'm plugging an album today as well. So
used to kind
we
of
have
complex
an album
strategy
of World Cup songs. It's with Dublin Digital Radio.
It seems to me that there's plenty of complexity, but so much
DIY football team from Dublin. So if you look it up, you can find our band camp. 20 new songs, all for the girls.
I love the
really sad that Ireland got eliminated, but we did our best.
Went to work this morning.
Well, I don't think too many of them went to work this morning. I'd say they're working hard now, lifting pints of Guinness somewhere, but they're probably back to work or school or college at some point later in the week.
I think, but it's great to see a huge stadium like Croke Park with more than 80,000 people in it, a great trophy like the Sam Maguire Cup.
I thought they had a really fantastic first half.
Being part of a competition in which people aren't paid silly wages and you don't get that sort of slightly toxic stuff that often happens when money starts to play such a decisive role in sport. I was very touched by the captain's speech. It would be like a kind of written on the back of the...
I am delighted. It was a very proud moment seeing them out there. And they did really well.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Richard.
My name is Veronica Crosby and I live locally. And first of all, I have to give a big shout out to Daily Mount for allowing us to come together to cheer on the girls in green.
And we
think they've been phenomenal. They've held their own all the way through. And this match.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
And I love your green earrings. You're really embracing it. And what does it mean, do you think, for female soccer, for young girls here watching? You know, all the way in Australia, they're watching here in Dublin, they're heroes.
I can remember as a child when you're watching Wimbledon or you're watching anything, you're inspired to get out there and play. And for them to see these women who are tough, they're brave, they're strong, they're equal to the men out on the pitch. And for them to say, I can do that too. And showing women in a different light, not in the high heels and looking helpless, but they're able to look after themselves, command themselves. So I think they're fantastic role models.
Larry O'Toole, Bohemia member, many, many years. We've had a great 3 days here. Unfortunately, the result for the Irish team didn't go the way we wanted it. But however, the buzz here in Dalymount with the family atmosphere, and you can see here the kids kicking into this little goal we put up for them, all having great fun. The rain certainly didn't dampen any spirits here, that's for sure.
So there is still a great family atmosphere. The girls are still enjoying themselves despite the fact that Ireland are coming home.
Yeah, people are still enjoying it. And the most encouraging thing I find here, I'm speaking to lots of people here the last three matches, a lot of them have never been in Dalymount before. So it actually has opened up Dalymount to new people and new families.
And the future of women's sport, the future of women's football in Ireland, there's going to be a legacy here. If Vera Powell stays or goes, there's still going to be a footballing legacy.
There is, and also we can't forget the people who, you know, were playing women's football for many years and nearly going unnoticed. There's one woman here who's a Bohemian woman who helps out here. She does the turnstile, she does all things. She was an international way back. Linda Gorman, she left a legacy, and this World Cup is going to encourage and help that, and I think bring that on.
What do you think of the girls in green?
Very good.
And you have an Irish flag painted on your cheek, so you're proud no matter what?
Yeah, very proud.
The way everyone came and supported the girls in green.
I think they're an amazing football team because they just play football so well with passing the ball and taking so many chances.
Would you like to play for Ireland when you grow up?
Yeah, they're in the World Cup for the first time.
All I can say is, come on ye girls in green.
I wanna play for Ireland, and you can play for Ireland too. I wanna play for Ireland.